Welcome back. The name Malnati is obviously not strange or unusual to you. I've known about this pizza empire for many, many, many years. And I got across my desk, I guess maybe Mark called first, maybe he emailed. Mark Malnati has written a book. It is called Deep Dish, Inside the First 50 Years of Lou Malnati's Pizza. Mark is on the phone. Mark, how are you?
How are you, Rick?
You're good? How was your golf game?
You won't believe it, but my brother and the two other guys I was supposed to play with today all babied out because it was going to be a little chilly.
Yeah, well, those must be your brother. Doesn't sound as much as I feel like I know your brother from this book. Well, those guys are a bunch of babies. This is a very, Mark, I found this to be a surprisingly interesting book. I literally thought maybe, okay, it's a very successful chain. Okay, very few restaurants last 50 years, and very few restaurants last 2 years. But this is a very personal take on your life and your family. That obviously was the way you intended it. You wrote it, right?
That's right. You know, I mean, your family and your business, when you're in the restaurant business, and your business collide.
No question.
Right, and so you know it is the story of growing up in a Italian family, small business that sought to grow, and you know just of all the different blessings that we received along the way.
Well, no question about that. I'm going to read your brother, Rick, wrote the foreword to the book, and I'm going to read a paragraph from that. My family is by no means perfect, and the volatility of our younger years created some issues that both Mark and I needed to deal with once we were old enough to tackle them. In all these cases, Mark led the way, and I follow. He was my protector when I was a kid, scared of my dad. He was my cheerleader when I was playing sports growing up. He was my partner once I got out of school, and he will always be my best friend. Did you cry when you read that? That's a very... I wouldn't be surprised if you did. I'd admire you if you did. What'd you think?
Yeah, I was touched. And, you know, my brother is a guy who's, you know, able to share his feelings at a deep level. He's, you know, he's funny, but he can also go deep. He was a great partner for a long time.
Well, one of the other things about the book is you have been on a not quite a self-help journey, but you share a lot of intimate things here. Did you show this book? I know you when it was finished, you showed it to your wife. Some fabulous stories. At one point in the book, I was expecting, Mark, I got to tell you, I was expecting, oh, and then we did this, and then we did this, and here's a recipe for this, and here's a recipe for that. There are a lot of, what convinced you to write this book? What was the catalyst?
Well,
go ahead.
You know, I think I wanted to tell the story so that our grandkids, which we have eight right now.
Wow.
Well, seven and a half. and their kids after them could read about what, you know, what it looks like to have a family business, to what went into it, what was involved. And, you know, my grandkids here, you know, their friends know Malnati's Pizza. They tell them, you know, they tell them about it. We had it at dinner and everything, but you know, they don't really know the story behind it. And I wanted him to get it in my words.
Was it hard for you? You are not by any training, though you went to college. You're not by any training a writer. You'll admit that. I think the book is very well written, but you'll admit that this is something new for you.
Well,
yes,
I've always liked to write.
Okay,
you know, and I mean back from high school, I've always liked to write, And it was something that I've been thinking about for a while, and my wife Jeannie just encouraged me to do it, and she was the one who, you know, every step of the way was kind of helping me, you know, editing it,
sure,
and, you know, saying you better not say that, you know, maybe a little more of this, And then my kids got involved at the end too. My son has a business that develops podcasts. So he's become a professional.
This is such a small world. His name is Will Malnati, and he has produced a couple of more than a couple, but he's produced two podcasts that I thought were great and wrote about in the Tribune. That's what a small town Chicago can indeed be. And, you know, I knew... Tell me this, Mark. Tell me the whole controversy about who invented deep dish pizza. I say, and I get from your book, that it was your grandfather and your father and a guy named Rick Ricardo. Yes?
Yes. It was several people that brought the concept along. But Ricardo was likely the initial author.
Mm-hmm.
And then Papa, my grandfather, and then my dad also made their own contributions over the years.
No question. You'll be fascinated to know, I hope, Mark Malnati, that I was named after Rick Ricardo because my parents met at Ricardo's and became...
Come on.
And I swear it, and became incredible friends with Rick and his wife. And my mother used to babysit their daughter. So that's some of how far back we go in Chicago. Your father made a bold move. He came to work with his father, who was working for Rick Ricardo and making pizzas and doing that stuff. Papa is how you refer to him. And your father made a incredibly bold move to leave what was the very successful operation of three restaurants in Chicago that are still here: Su Casa, Pizzeria Uno, and Pizzeria Due. That, Mark Malnati, when I look back at this whole thing, that is the seminal note in this book. Why do you think he took that bold step? You know, to quit without another job, just the idea, hey, I'm going to open my own restaurant. That's brave, do you not think?
Yeah, he was a courageous guy and well-loved, had a great following. Mm-hmm. And he was doing 95% of the work at those three restaurants.
Yeah, I know.
So when he approached Ike Sewell and said, hey, when you pass away, when my dad's gone, I really want to be the one who ends up with this. And Sewell said, Lou, I love you like a son, but
no.
I'm going to sell.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell. I don't think you're bankable.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was the point when she said, you know, I'm 40 years old. I still have, you know, a lot of life ahead of me. Little did he know. But
he
believed he had a lot of life ahead of him. And he said, I'm going to just do this. I'm going to do this on my own.
Boy, what a bold move.
God bless
him. What a bold move. Your dad had, at one point, there are all sorts of different references to him in here. One is, on the website, it's fun-loving. That's putting it mildly, I think. He was, and you don't mince words about it, he was an alcoholic. Yes?
He did. You know, it was that point in history where, you know, restaurateurs...
Oh, God, yeah.
...babysat their own store.
Yep.
You know, most restaurateurs had one store, and they babysat it from the bar.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a hard drinking, hard partying, you know, environment, and they lived it. They never left. The restaurants couldn't do without them.
I know. I caught the tail end of that. Believe me. I interviewed and wrote a story about Ike Sewell, who I thought was he was very old at the time, but I thought, here's an interesting guy. He's just a businessman. He seemed to have no interest in food at all. I'm talking to Mark Malnati about his fascinating book. I mean, if you love Malnati's pizza, it is not a book that says, hey, here's a recipe for all the stuff we have. It's a very honest and deep kind of book. Here's another thing that Mark writes in the book, and we're talking about, get off this in a while and talk about all the success. But he writes, in regard to his dad, the home Rick and I grew up in was pretty sedate for 23 hours of every day. But that bewitching hour around 3 a.m. when Lou came home, Lou's a dad, often became very loud and very scary. Lou would call Jean, mom, from the downtown restaurant he was counting out the daily receipts and tell her to get the water boiling. And then would ensue, by the time he got home, some nasty fights. Mark, I think it's an amazing book. Hold on for about 2 minutes. We'll come back and talk about more pleasant aspects of your life and times, including, you know, you brought back some unbelievable memories of Chicago Fest for me, and that was a big, important thing for you guys, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Yeah.
You know, it was seminal for our company. It was the place where we all really grew up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were tested out on that street, and we decided we were going to do the product fresh and do, you know, assemble it right there. And, you know, that was unlike anyone else was doing. And,
right.
And so we were bringing dough and cheese and sausage, making the pizza.
It was,
we just worked our butts off down there, but people really appreciated it.
And it was messy. And one of your guys got hit, got smashed in the head with brass knuckles. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Mark Malnati. Mark, where can people get this book? Where is it available?
Well,
everywhere?
Is that the store? It is. It's available at all the local bookstores, of which there are probably only about five or six right now.
You have more restaurants than there are bookstores. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's certainly. You can get it on Amazon.
Oh, good.
It's called Deep Dish.
Deep Dish, and it's got, of course, on the
easy to find.
On the front, it's got a picture of a pizza. Okay, we'll be back in 2 minutes, Mark. Hang on. It is a bit of genius, I think, that Lou Malnati opened his first Malnati's restaurant in the suburbs. He certainly foresaw the growth of the suburbs, and his son, Mark, has grown this into how many stores now, Mark? 100 and, I don't know, across the nation?
No,
how many?
No, we have about 70.
Oh, only 70? Holy cow. Your dad died, and that was he 40, I can't remember, 48?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a traumatic moment. Our history, in the history of our restaurant as well.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And it was you, your mom, and your brother Rick, who was younger. You were 22, I think, or would have been 22. Rick was probably in college, right?
Rick was 18. And my mom just kind of held things together as we finished school and leaned into some of the people that some of the team that they had built around them, which was critical. And that's always been the strength of our company, the different families that have supported us and been part of our great team.
And
we've been so fortunate.
You note that over and over again in the book, mentioning them by name and how they helped. What was it about your operation, even after your dad died, that enabled you couldn't have possibly just gotten lucky in the people you hired? Was there something else, some kind of intuitive magic there?
I think, I think it all starts with just being really blessed and God has a way of bringing the right people together. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes it's just a real cast of characters. And that's what it was in our case.
No question.
You know, but the D'Angelo family, the Barrera family, there are so many great families that contributed five or six or seven different family members and played a key role in growing our company.
Do you sometimes you went through and you detail it so well and honestly in the book, you went through some sort of crises of faith, did you not?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that. You say, and tell me I'm wrong here, Mark Malnati, that you were an insecure person, and some of that insecurity based on your father's behavior. Your father was not the guy who's going to throw a baseball with you in the backyard. It was a different kind of father-son relationship. You've grown, after he's gone, to realize that he loved you, but it was not easy to do, was it?
Well, I think I just tell the story of a boy that really wanted to please his dad.
Yeah.
And his dad, who had his own issues that were going on, and he was trying to build a business as well. He had a lot of plates spinning. And, I was even, he died when I was 22.
Right.
But his voice was still loud. I still heard his voice regularly as I tried to do things, his way a little bit and really kind of learned that I needed to do it my way.
Yeah.
In order to feel like it was my business.
This is a very strange question to ask you, but I need to. What do you think, when your dad left Ike Sewell and the Douay and Uno and Tsukasa and went out and drove around with your mom for, I don't know, maybe it was a year, I think, and to find a place and to start his own business, he certainly liked the business. He certainly stayed there maybe too many hours, but he could never have imagined that this to be the sort of successful empire that it is now. I just get that sense that he wasn't thinking, well, okay, we'll start one restaurant, then I'll start another one, another one, another one. What do you think about that, Mark?
Oh, he was clearly thinking that.
Matter he was. Fact, okay.
He thought he was the next Ray Kroc.
Did he? Yeah, you mentioned that a couple of times. But
he opened two stores out in New York State that failed miserably. He sold the franchise rights for the East Coast to a couple guys, and they kind of fell on their face. He had big, big plans. And one of the things I often came up against was I hitting it out of the park like he would have? Was I doing it like he had dreamed?
Yeah. Well, it's a big thing to live up to. We're all our father's sons. I know Mark Schulman, and his dad Eli casts a pretty big shadow. But Mark has done a remarkable kind of job. You're part of a very interesting crowd of Chicago restaurateurs and food people, aren't you? Rich Melman did you ever know Arnie Morton?
Sure, yeah. I knew Arnie because Arnie was it was Arnie's idea to do the Taste of Chicago, and he kind of was one of the guys who took me under his wing because we were, we were right there in the second year. And then there was a point at which Arnie decided we should produce the event ourselves, that the city didn't really want to go along with Chicago Fest and we should just do it ourselves. And so I got a chance to be pretty close to Arnie in those moments. He's older, but, wonderful guy.
Wonderful guy and a big thinker. Remember when he wanted to have a Grand Prix race here? Long before Lori Lightfoot. Mark, if you can hold on for a couple of minutes, I want to ask you a couple more questions. But I'm telling you, the book, ladies and gentlemen, is really a unbelievably pleasant surprise. I thought it was going to be about, then we opened this place, and here's how great my brother is at basketball. here's a recipe for this, and here's a recipe for that. One of the charming notes in this is at one point, it's in the book, and when Mark's in college, and occasionally he gets high and he smokes marijuana, but there's a real innocence in here. He kind of is taken with a young woman that he sees, and he asks her out on a date. And he asked her if she wants to go get a milkshake. It's like something out of Mayberry, and I found it so charming. She did not, but they eventually got married and lived happily ever after. I only have a few more minutes left with Mark Malnati, which is not enough time to fully explore his fascinating and very compelling and entertaining book, Deep Dish, Inside the First 50 Years of Lou Malnati's Pizza. Mark, you want to let me write about this? I'll come. We'll do some more talking. I'd love to write about this because I'm charmed. The book was editor. You give him credit too. Dick Babcock, the former editor of Chicago Magazine, and a wonderful guy and a good friend of mine. I'm sorry he doesn't live here anymore. He was a big help, wasn't he?
he was a great help. I mean, you know, it's my first book.
Yeah.
So I really needed some solid coaching, and he was a guy who stepped up and gave it to me.
He's a charming guy and a real gentleman. But there are two things in the acknowledgments I want to read. There's you thank Dick Babcock, you thank some other people, you thank Doug Siebold, you thank your mother, who is 95, and, quote, "and since her vision is not what it once was, I got to spend several nights reading aloud to her, eventually earning her approval. Her memory is still incredible, and she added several terrific anecdotes to the story." Then, since I was probing about how the family feels about this, here's another thing from the acknowledgments. "The night before I submitted my final revision, the six of them, five adult kids and the beautiful wife who didn't want a milkshake, the six of them surprised me by sitting me down and opening a bottle of Camus Cabernet, my favorite. They proceeded to take turns reading back to me their favorite passages and explaining why they chose the ones they did. I cried all the way through the process and told them it was the greatest day of my life." That, ladies and gentlemen, is the kind of guy Mark Malnati is. I got nothing to do with running restaurants, so that's what he does for a living. Mark, you think you have another book in you? This seeing the book must have been kind of empowering for you.
Oh, that would be fun. It'd be fun to write another one. I'm not sure what it would be about, but
guys who stood me up at the golf course. How's that?
Yeah. Well, you know, well, Rick, this was a story of some dysfunction in a family that really could have turned out to be destructive.
But, oh. No kidding.
Because of the therapy, because of the help we got, and we learned conflict resolution, we were able to bring it to our team, and that really provided the glue to hold the team together. That allowed a restaurant to grow for 50 years, and
yep.
It was that's how God uses things that could be rocky for good.
And no question. Well, and your religion too. I mean, you're not shy about your religion either, and that. That helped. You know, a lot of this stuff, it's a lot of stuff that helped you stay together, if you know what I mean.
Right.
It kept you and your brother Rick from falling through life's potholes,
correct.
Put it that way. It's great to meet you in the pages of this book, and I'm going to give you a call, and maybe we could further... Because I think people will like this. I know that most people are not expecting as honest and incisive a book as this. Don't you think, Mark, people are saying, "Hey, I thought you'd do some bunch of recipes and a picture of Mark and Maureen Schulman having pizza in your place." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I wrote it for the people who have been with us for a long time. Yeah. I wrote it for the people who are with us now, who have just joined. I wanted people to see the kind of culture that can happen in a family business, and
good job.
I hope that came to life.
It sure. Well, you've been here. You've been listening to me. Yeah, it came to light. Yeah, I'll call Dick Babcock Monday and tell him he did a good job too. Mark, it's a pleasure to meet you on the phone. I'll call you next week and we'll see what we can do. Okay.
Thanks for all the time, Rick.
No,
I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Fascinating book. Take care.